It is very significant that every single year when we begin Lent, the Lord takes us with himself to a very specific place, to the desert. So it is in the desert that Lent begins. And among other reasons, maybe we can mention two that are quite important. The first one is that any desert is really a strange place, a different place. It is not the normal place where most people live or choose to live. It is not a place where societies develop. So being in a desert means being in a strange place. And Lent is meant to be as well a different time. There are a number of things that are given so that hopefully we can notice that we are in a different time. In the liturgy, some things are very clear. We don't sing Gloria during Lent. We don't sing the Alleluia. The organ sounds only to accompany our chanting, not before or after Mass. We have no flowers. But all of that is an invitation to really assume this time as a different time. Not just maybe doing one or two things but that are slightly different, but really as a time in which we choose to love God more. And therefore, we assume certain practices that can lead us to him more deeply. And because of that, it has to feel like a different, special time. The second point is that a desert is normally a place through which you pass in order to go somewhere else. And this was particularly obvious in the ancient world, where obviously you couldn't fly. So at times you will actually have to walk through a desert, not just because that was enjoyable or fun, but because that was a necessary part of your path towards your destination. This was very important for the people of Israel. They understood that they came from those wanderers that went through the desert in search of the promised land. And because of that, in many ways, this is still valid and important for us because we come from that experience of being at home and yet not at home, of always searching for something more. So one of the important points that we can learn or remember today is that our life, this human life with its wonderful things, but also with its limitations, is not our final destination. It is our path. It is our journey, and necessary, and again, in many ways, beautiful and wonderful, but also limited. This is not all. There is something more. We expect, we long for something that will be much better than what we experience here. And perhaps when, I think we can all agree, we experience so many bad things in our world and so many strange things as well in the church, perhaps that is a good occasion to remember that this is not all. This is not it. This is part of it. We should try to make it good as we can. But we have been made for something more. This is our path, our journey, this life, not the destination. At times we might confuse, you know, if we're going somewhere, that bus that we take or that plane, that's not it. Yes, you might get better seats if you can, and that certainly helps, but still, that's not it. That's never even the best experience ever. You sleep much better in any night in your own bed than in a nice seat on a plane. That's not what we want. We want to get to the destination. We cannot confuse the means with the goal. And although this might sound sure interesting but not really relevant, this is so important. Because everything in our lives depends on our awareness of this simple point. Absolutely everything. We live differently if we are not only aware, but if we are constantly remembering that there is something more and that that is our ultimate goal. That, in many ways, is what sets us apart from anyone else who has no faith. St. Augustine once described this in a simple way. He was thinking on the differences between believers and unbelievers, and he said, referring to us, to believers, they are set apart by a holy yearning. And the question is, do we have that holy yearning for something else, for something better? Do we think about that wonderful new Jerusalem that is our final destination, or do we don't even think about that? Is that part of what is in our heart, in our desires? And then he also said, now let us hear and sing. Let us pine for the city where we are citizens. By longing, we are already there. We have already cast our hope like an anchor on that coast. So Lent is a wonderful opportunity to think about this. Our life on this earth is a journey. And then Lent is a special, particularly intense stretch on this path. If we think about this parallel, well, Lent is like our human life, but then Easter is eternity. And among other things, to put it in a very simple, understandable way, this means one practical consequence. Because Lent is a journey, we need to think about this. Right now, we are in a certain spot in our Christian spiritual life. But at the end of Lent, we should be somewhere else. It makes no sense to spend these 40 days with generic good desires, maybe static or distracted. That is a waste of grace, because Lent is not only a time for extra efforts, but it is a time of extra grace. So what we should do right now is first to think about that destination, that goal, to hopefully be moved by the desire of something that is better and that will never end. And then to think about our route, particularly to think about our path during this Lenten season. We know that the church offers us three main, very ancient and very holy practices: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And it would be naive to just say, oh yeah, I would really like to pray more during Lent. I hope I have time for that. I hope I can do a little bit more fasting or have some more sacrifices. I wish that I will have some extra money to do some charity. That will probably not work well. What we need is to be very specific and generous, realistic, yet committed in our resolutions, and to think very specifically, how am I going to pray more during Lent? What sacrifices, what kind of fasting am I going to do? What kind of charity is the Lord asking from me? It is ultimately about what Christ expects from us and not only about our plans. So hopefully, as we think about our life, but also specifically as we think about Lent as a journey, hopefully we will think about that right now. Where are we right now in our spiritual life? Where are we called to be as we prepare for Easter? Where are we supposed to be by the end of Lent? Let us ask that our Lord will give us, as we prayed for in the collect, the grace to grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ. So many riches hidden and waiting for us. With our effort, responding to God's grace, we will experience amazing things as we walk step by step during this journey of the season of Lent.